Emma, huge congratulations. The gamekeepers competition here at Crufts in the big ring. The smile on your face sort of tells me everything. You and Tweed have done rather well, haven't you?
Yes, very well. Yeah, really, really pleased with him. Really proud of him, actually. It's been a long day for him and he's not quite used to the crowds that Crufts brings. So absolutely chuffed with it.
We'll talk about him in a second, but I'm dying to know what was going through your mind when the judge walked towards you.
No, really? Are you sure? Is this real? So yeah, it was quite a surreal moment because you just go in and hope that you don't trip, really. And then yeah, it's surreal when he walks towards you. You just think, are you going to dart off at the last second? So no, it was great. It was really good.
Well, you didn't trip and you did a marvellous job with Tweed. Tell me about Tweed.
So Tweed is my joker of the team. I run a team of about 12 dogs. We pick up, beat, sweep, everything to do with working dogs we do. I'm a gun dog trainer myself, so he comes out on a lot of demos with me. We did a Gamekeepers Welfare campaign last year, I think it was, if not the year before. It was the year before, sorry. Where it was when all the Gamekeepers Welfare charities were going forward, and we created a hashtag, which was hashtag Be More Tweed, and I popped it on a dummy because when we're training sometimes and it all gets a bit much for Tweed, he just makes a joke out of it. He lies on his back, he rolls over, which he did in the ring beforehand, and he just has a good time and he always finds something to find fun about it. And sometimes if you're having a bad day training and you bring him out, he just makes you laugh. So we created a Be More Tweed campaign where all the profits from the dummies went to the Gamekeeper Welfare Charity. And it was just a way of saying, don't get too stressed, there's always something to smile about. Yeah. Be More Tweed.
Absolutely, and he's done very, very well in the ring, and obviously he's a good working dog, but looks like he's got a character as well.
Oh, 100%. So Tweed's the smiler in my team. If ever he does wrong or ever someone else is doing wrong, he smiles. He takes his dinner bowls to bed and you have to tell him to go and get them and bring them back out. He is the joker of my team, and we've got a little toddler at home, and you would think he was a little chihuahua the way he rolls around with the toddler at home. So yeah, he's a huge character in the team, to be honest.
Home for you is Inverness. That's a fair old distance to come down to Crufts, but it's of course been worth it. What's the territory like where you do most of your work?
Extremely hilly. I mean, we came from the North Pennines, which we thought was hilly, and then when we moved to Scotland about 4 years ago, that's a different kind of hill. So the dogs are very much used to thick cover, hard cover, rough cover and steep cover. So they work their butts off through the season and really do perform. And he's always out all the time. He's never missed a day, never missed a beat. Yeah, the terrain is definitely a bit different from what I was used to in the North Pennines, that's for sure.
What is it about gamekeeping, your job, what you get up every morning and do, that gets you into the way of working? What is it that attracts you to that most?
I want to say it's just... You don't see it as a job. It's just part of your life. You get up, I help my husband do what he needs to do. I have my working dog business. And it's just a way of life. You don't think of it as a job. You think of it as, it's a bit like farming. You get up, you do the best in what we do, in the way of everything from conservation to grouse and bird management and everything. You know, we do our best and we go home at the end of the day and we do it all again the next day. It doesn't really class as a job.
Congratulations, really well done.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure that smile will go all the way back to Inverness.
100%, yes it will. I should be hurting by the end of the day. Thank you.